Found the last room of the museum. We shall now address the last chapter of the history of Catharism, the Inquisition. The Crusade having failed in its mission to remove heresy from Occitan lands, the new Pope, Gregory IX, was to create in 1233 the Tribunal of Exception of the Inquisition, which he entrusted to the Dominican monks. The first function of the Inquisition, as you will see on panel 48, is to be a confessional. But this is a special confessional, because it is mandatory. All the population must go before the Inquisitor to confess, and if possible, confess, of course, his sin of heresy. Moreover, he who comes to confess must prove the sincerity of his confession by denouncing those guilty of heresy. The Inquisition thus puts in place a system of denunciation, a climate of suspicion and mistrust. It will break the mutual aid and the solidarity that existed before, and this is what will create its effectiveness. Then, the Inquisition will organize, structure itself, to become, as you will see on signs 49 and 50, a court and a police. This is the birth of modern police and judicial system. Indeed, we can note the appearance, with the Inquisition, of two novelties which constitute an advance compared to what was practiced before. First, the accused now has the opportunity to defend himself against his judges. He is not yet assisted by a lawyer, but has the opportunity to speak and answer his judges. Then, it is the appearance of writing which is very striking. We are no longer in the orality, because the inquisitors are very precise and meticulous, and they record everything in writing. They write in several copies all their interrogations in order to be able to constitute investigation files, as in modern police investigations.